Welcome to the Rap Soul Podcast, where we dive deep into the world of music that moves our hearts and gets our feet tapping. This is the intersection of rap and soul music from the 80s, 90s, and 2000s. We appreciate you for listening. Share this podcast with a friend or family member who loves music as much as you do. The podcast is hosted by 12 Kyle. Next up, the Rap Soul Podcast.
Welcome to another edition of the Rap Soul Podcast. I am your boy, 12 Kyle. I want to thank you all for tuning in as you do each and every week. Again, this is the Rap Soul Podcast. This is the intersection where we have discussions about rap, hip-hop, soul, and R&B music from the 80s, the 90s, and the 2000s. Simply put, folks, this is the best music podcast that you've never heard until right now. Again, I want to thank you all for tuning in as you do each and every week. Shout out to those of you who are watching on Spotify and YouTube. All right, so you see the title. It is called The Dedication Hour. Now, before we get started on the podcast, I want to kind of explain what the Dedication Hour was, because honestly, there are some of you that don't know what that means. The Dedication Hour was back in the day, particularly when an old head like me was coming up, we would listen to the radio, and on the radio, you could call in to your local radio station and dedicate a love song to your significant other or somebody that you were feeling, whatever the case may be. And it was something that was very, very popular. Now, I'll be honest. I don't know how many people still listen to terrestrial radio. I personally do. I haven't listened to the radio in about 25 years. Nonetheless, what we wanted to do on this episode is kind of take it back and talk about if we were doing a dedication hour, you know, the songs that we would choose to dedicate. So on this episode, as you heard me say we, and if you're watching on YouTube or Spotify, you can tell that we have a guest. Well, she's really not a guest. She's been on here a gazillion times. I believe the last time she was on, we were talking about her ratchet music that she listens to. I don't think there's going to be any ratchet songs on her dedication playlist. My homie, the host of the active, semi-active, Jace Quick 3. My girl Jay Boog is in the building. Jay, what up?
What's going on? The ones and the twos out there. What's going on? How y'all doing?
I like that. The ones and the twos. What's happening?
Ain't not much. Thanks for having me on.
Always.
Jace Quick 3 is retired. Jace Quick 3 is retired. It is. I haven't released anything on it. My new podcast, tentatively called the Just Jay podcast. But shout out to those. I was just telling Kyle, somebody, I don't know who, I haven't checked the analytics. I don't know if it's from other countries or whatever. Somebody's been listening to my podcast.
You big in China, Jay.
Look, before I became inactive, your girl was worldwide. Like, mm-hmm. I was getting a lot of downloads. Really crazy, like from places that I know English is not their first language. So I don't know if it was like a military base. Cause I'm like, how do they, I guess they have ways they can translate it, but mm-hmm. it was just, you know, freaking me out a little bit to see that I was in countries that didn't speak English. So I just thought that was pretty, pretty cool. But somebody's been listening to it. I got an email. So thank y'all for still keeping the pod alive. It is out there. And then, you know, my new one, I haven't released anything off that yet, but, you know, y'all see me in other places. See me in other places.
That's right. That's
right. Thanks for
having me. This is new to me. I did not know that she had I knew we had talked about her, you know, doing something else, but I didn't know that there was a name with it. So she's dropping that exclusively here on the Rap Soul Podcast. You heard it here first.
exclusive. I'm trying to get my light right, y'all. My other light went out, so if I look crazy on here, please.
Nah, you're cool. You're cool.
You plus good I got to go. This hat on because Kyle decided to have a show when my hair wasn't done, but that's okay.
I mean, hey, people can see what your hair looks like. Your hair looks fine. You got a hat on, so it's all good. Okay. All right, so let's get to it. So what we're going to do is we're going to go back and forth. We're going to do 10 songs. And you just name the song and then say what you liked about the song and why you would have dedicated or whatever like that. There may be one or two songs that you in your earlier days of life may have dedicated to a young man somewhere. I'm not sure. I guess we're going to find out. Or maybe we won't, because she don't really talk about her business too much. But so, yeah, and they're in no particular order. And folks, this isn't the greatest. These aren't the greatest songs of all time. Some of these songs you may not have even heard before. So what we like to do and what we love to do on this podcast is to encourage people, if we name a song that you haven't heard or something you ain't heard in a while, go to your Spotify, go to your Google machine and pull it up, and go to your YouTubes and pull it up and give it a spin. Ladies first, Jay, I'm going to let you go ahead and kick it off. What's your first? And again, these are no particular order. What you got for your first song?
First of all, I just want to say Kyle knows how I am with these lists. He said to have 10. I have 18 and a possible other 5. So getting this, naming this list right now is going to be very difficult.
See, you trying to make a part two and we ain't even finished part one.
Right. You know how I am about part twos. I always have extra songs. Right. But okay. Midnight Love Dedications. Did you talk about where that came from? Like, it used to be a show on TV. Did you say that? Or are you talking about the radio?
Yeah, on the radio. But there was also, like, you know, like you said, shows like Midnight Love. In my hometown of Florence, South Carolina, they used to play a lot of songs on what we call the Quiet Storm.
Mm-hmm.
Quiet Storm would come
on,
like,
storm too.
I think it was like 10 o'clock or something like that. Mm-hmm. And it would just be all slow jams for like 2 or 3 hours, just Quiet Storm jams. So either way, you could dedicate, you know, those type of songs on either of those mediums.
Mm. Okay. So, oh man. All right. I'll go with my first song.
Okay.
Got
a quick question for you. If you had to guess, how many songs do you think we're going to have the same?
0.
I think there's one song we'll have the same.
You think?
I think so. There's one.
Oh, I can't wait to find out what that one is. I'll see. We'll see.
Okay.
My first one is going to be, I was in the 6th grade.
Mm.
I remember this very vividly. I had a crush on a guy. I won't say his name. Whatever kind of crush you can have in the sixth grade. But this song, I don't know why I always thought of him. And I think I said this on your show before, but I would have to dedicate Every Little Step by Bobby Brown to him, because it was just something about that song. I can't sleep at night. I toss and turn, listening for the tale of fun. And I was just like, that's him singing to me, that he's like, I'm waiting for him to call me, or, you know, mm-hmm. for, you know, if I can call him or whatever. And by the way, at this point, no boys could call my house. So I don't even know what.
Oh, yeah. So yeah, 6th grade. Yo, hell yeah. No. You ain't calling nobody.
There was
house.
None of that. Like, some boy tried to, like, in the 4th grade, my dad said, if you call this house one more time, that'll be the last call you make. So if I were you, stop calling.
That meant business.
I said, hey, wait a second. Now I got to go see him at school. No, you don't. You want to live? No, you don't. So.
Hey, that's what I, as a father of a daughter, that's what mm-hmm. I call good parenting.
I couldn't have no male friends like he knew about. He did not play that. But yeah, I would have dedicated that song to him.
Okay. I do remember you saying that too. I didn't have Bobby Brown on my bingo card. So you're off to a good start.
I'm telling
Jay.
You, I don't think we have anything.
My first, and full disclosure, folks, unlike Jay, I'm not going to name, you know, any young ladies that I may have been dating or dated or anything, because I've only dated one person. I've only had sex once in my life.
You don't want to get in trouble, yeah.
No, I mean, I'm being honest. I've only had one girlfriend. So as we proceed, I can't remember what grade I was in, but this song right here was definitely one that I think in 87, I think I would have dedicated. Luther Vandross, Cheryl Lynn, If This World Were Mine. It's a beautiful song. I mean, like, that song is so, so dope. And it's one of those songs, like, I still feel good when I hear it now, some, you know, 30 years later. So I'm definitely dedicating this song on the dedication hour, If This World Were Mine. Cheryl Lynn and Lil Luther Vandross.
That was Lil Luther?
I take that back. That might have been Big Luther.
I think Big Luther, he didn't get little till the 90s.
So, yeah, that was in the 80s. So this is Big Luther.
Big Luther could blow. Now, Big Luther didn't play no games.
None whatsoever.
That's so funny how we...
I know, right?
You tell the difference. It's like, is it light Michael or dark Michael? Is it Big Luther?
Mike said, don't matter if you black or white. Come on now, Jay.
I know, but you know, look, I was in love with Billie Jean, Michael. The love kind of went away.
I wanted the Thriller jacket. So, I mean, the beaded jacket so bad, my mom wasn't having it.
I had one.
Oh, you were lucky. Wow.
It was a knockoff, but it was.
I mean, hell. Think about it. Who was going to tell? Nobody could tell. Right. Nobody could tell. Yep. And there was a couple of people who had the Thriller jackets.
Yeah.
Red joint. I was like, I ain't about to do that.
Yeah. I had the black one.
Okay.
All right. My next dedication. I'm gonna stay a little old. Well, most of these are old school songs.
Yeah, same.
I'm gonna go with "Let's Hear It for the Boy" by Denise Williams. This was my first grade crush. I remember who that is. Actually had my first kiss, the little 5-second kiss.
So fast. So fast. I'm going to tell your daddy.
He didn't know. I was with
my grandma. I'm going to tell
him now. You tell him. He still think I'm like his baby, his little kid. I'm like, do you know how old I am?
Listen, yeah. Skylar just turned 14 last week, and she's still going to be, she's always going to be my baby. That's it.
He said, wait, is that a tattoo? I was like, what? Yes. Now, wait a minute. When did you get a tattoo? 15 years ago. What are you talking about?
Hey, he just saw it and he got a problem with it. He probably telling your mom, you know, Jay got a tattoo.
Right. Now, why you ain't tell me she got a tattoo?
Right.
You just out here going crazy. Yeah, but "Let's Hear It for the Boy." I don't know what it was about that song. The intro with the little drum beat happening. Mm-hmm. Then the music starts coming in. I used to get so excited and, you know, I would have dedicated that to my first grade crush, first and second grade.
Okay, yeah, that was a really dope song, and I remember one of the things I always remember about that song and just Denise Williams. She has a beautiful voice. I always loved her voice. What was the other song she had? "Silly of Me." Dun, dun,
dun, dun. Yep, she had "Silly." She had.
Yeah. Oh, that was the name of the song, "Silly." Okay, yeah, yeah. Love that song. Shout out to Denise Williams. Let's see. My next song, I am going to go, I think it was like 1990, early 90s. The song is called "Anniversary" by Tony.
Yeah, that's a
good one. That song still goes to this day. All you got to do is say, hey, it's my anniversary, and people are going to come running. As someone who just celebrated our 25th anniversary, almost everybody.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Everybody in like different group chats, they were putting that song in for the group chat anniversary. Tony. I don't know if Tony understood this when they made that song, but that song is going to be around forever. Like it is a celebration. It's almost like a Christmas song, really, for relationships. So yeah, I'm definitely putting that on. Dedication hour anniversary, Tony. What you got at number three? Oh Lord, she signed, y'all.
Leave me alone.
Yeah, listen, when you were, I think the last show that you and Britt, shout out to Britt, the I Can Talk About This All Day podcast.
Shout
the last
Britt.
Show, the last show y'all did, she Britt asked you something. You was like, I just don't.
It's very hard for me to make decisions when it comes to music.
I know, right?
But so much good music out there.
Mm-hmm.
This one is funny because you know how I grew up? I told you I was not allowed to listen to secular music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I only could listen to gospel artist. So it was Denise Williams when she was a gospel artist, and Tremaine Hawkins and Ed Hawkins and BB and CeCe, the whole Winans Family Commission, all those people, right? Well, BB and CeCe were a little bit more loose in their music because you really couldn't tell what they were singing about. I don't remember how old I was, but I know the crush that I had at that time. But it's a song called Lost Without You. It's on their debut album, I want to say. The debut album, the one that Whitney Houston is on. And you know it? You know Lost Without You? Okay.
Hey, come on.
Did they play it on the radio?
Yeah.
Okay, so that was one of those songs where you didn't know what they were talking about. Mm-hmm. It was a gospel song. But when I would hear that, it made me think of this guy that I had a crush on, particularly the second verse when it says, you pick me up when I'm down, you make me laugh when there's no clown. I'm like, that's my guy. Like, I want to... Jesus and this guy. This is where I am.
That's crazy. I never associated that song with gospel. I just never did.
A lot of their music wasn't. And that's a lot of people had issues with it way back then. That was early 90s, maybe going from the late 80s to the early 90s. Yeah. They were the Kirk Franklin of gospel, like, because you really couldn't tell. Because a lot of their music, I remember watching it on Soul Train, people were dancing to Addicted Love. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you remember that song, but that was on Soul Train. And my mom just be sitting there shaking her head, like, how are they dancing to this song about the Lord? Mm-hmm. But you really couldn't tell from the way that they, like, their words that they were saying.
Right,
but
right.
Yeah.
they did what you call toe the line. They towed the line very smooth because it was, and now when we're done with this podcast, I got to go back and listen to Lost Without You. I never equated that to a God, even though I knew that, you know, BB and CeCe were gospel artists. Mm-hmm. I never in my mind equated that to, you know, that being a gospel song, or at least being close, either being close to being a gospel song. Okay. Number three for me, one of my mom's favorite singers, Patti LaBelle.
Ooh.
Love, Need, and Want You. Man, listen. Patti LaBelle.
That's a good one.
Oh my God. This song is getting dedicated every single time. I love this song. Because my mom was such a fan of Patti LaBelle, and still is, she played Patti around the house a lot. So this was one of those ones that, like, I just kind of picked up on. She was playing one day, and I was like, okay. And then after that, I just became hooked on Patti LaBelle. But yeah, this song right here, it's been on, you know, several playlists and slow jams, Get the Draws tapes and everything. So yeah, this one right here is my joint. Love, Need, and Want You by Patti LaBelle.
You can't go wrong with Miss Patti.
No, you cannot. Cannot. What you got for number four?
This one isn't a surprise to those that have heard me talk about this song on other platforms, but I'm Yours by Brandy. Mm-hmm. That's another song. I didn't have anybody in particular that was just like, when I get a boyfriend, that's the song that I'm going to dedicate to, because that's how I'm feeling in the moment. So whoever that special guy is or whatever, but that's off her debut album.
Yep.
So that's early 90s. But I'm Yours by Brandy. It always will be. I don't know. I don't think I'll ever, like, let that song go. Mm. It just is just a good song.
You ain't supposed to. It's a dope song. And you know what? I think, I can't remember if it was a pop. It may not have been me and you. I think it was you and Britt. And you mentioned that on the podcast. And I was like, damn, and I couldn't remember if I could remember the song. So I went back and listened to it. And I was like, oh, I remember this. Yeah, that's a dope song. That's a great pick. I'm not surprised that ended up, you know what? You might be right. We may not have.
I'm pretty sure we don't. I'm pretty
we
sure
may
we
not
don't.
Have one. I got to take this back in the day, late 80s. The group LTD, the song Love Ballad. I personally think it is probably a top five love song of all time. I mean, and I've said this before on, I can't remember if I said it on this podcast, but I know I've said it on another podcast, that I was listening to, he was Jeffrey Osborne, who sang lead for LTD, was on Questlove's podcast, the Questlove Supreme podcast. And he told a story about how the song got made. And what happened was, long story short, the members of the group were supposed to show up for the recording session, and nobody showed up. And he was pissed because he was the only one that was there. It was just him and the sound engineer. And they had to cut this record, and nobody was there. he had the music, but he didn't have the backup and background vocals. So he said, he told the engineer, he said, you press record. I'm going to record this one time. And if they don't like it, he's like, I'm never coming back and I'm never not doing the song again. And so what we hear is his one and only time recording it. There was no changes or nothing. I think they came and added the background in later. But what we hear, what you hear on the record, that's what he did in one take, which is phenomenal because music doesn't get made like that. I know people always hear rappers, oh yeah, we did it in one take. No, you didn't. So, and it's even harder for singers because, you know, you just, the tone of your voice and everything like that is going to change sometimes. Sometimes you can be higher, sometimes you can be lower. But long story short, Jeffrey Osborne, Love Ballad, incredible song, phenomenal. I love it to this day. You remember Love Ballad?
I vaguely do, but I love me some Jeffrey Osborne. Like, can you woo woo woo? Ooh, don't, that song, you put it on, it's a groove. I love his voice is so good.
Yeah, he
his voice is good.
That cat can still, he's probably in his late 60s now, can still sing, Jay, can still sing.
He's still alive?
Don't you kill Jeffrey Osborne?
I'm just saying, I didn't know. What? Okay.
Don't you kill Jeffrey. Jeffrey's still alive and kicking. What you got at number five?
Okay. You're going to laugh at this.
I'm going to laugh.
So, you know, I can't dedicate a song without having my man Billy on this list. So I'm going, Kyle, get back in the frame.
Oh, I forgot about Billy.
See, look at you. I can't even get it out.
I forgot about Billy. Oh, my God.
Anyway, I'm going to dedicate. There's a song called. I'm trying
Caribbean
to think of what.
Caribbean Queen.
No, not Caribbean Queen. I think it's called There'll Be Sad Songs.
Yeah.
There'll be sad songs to make you cry.
Love songs often do. Yeah.
They can touch the heart of someone new saying, I love you. So that was one of my jams, though. I would definitely have dedicated that to somebody.
I remember that song. I remember them. That song got a lot of airplay on
BET. Always.
A lot of airplay on BET, the video and everything. Okay. I mean, and for you guys listening and watching, this has just been a running joke.
No, he laughs at that. I don't know why that's so funny.
Because Jay and Tanya from Everybody Hates Chris are the only people that I know that love Billy Ocean. That's it. Nobody. And maybe Jay was Tanya when she was little. I don't know.
I love that man, though. I did.
I don't know any other woman over 25 and Jay slightly over 25 that loves Billy, bless your heart. But it's a dope song, though. Don't get me wrong. All jokes aside, it's a dope song. Let me see. This one's a little bit more contemporary. This was 98, I think. This is probably the oldest song on here. It was a great collaboration. I think it's a shame that we didn't get more of this from these two people together. But from Miseducation of Lauryn Hill album, Nothing Even Matters, Lauryn Hill and D'Angelo.
Yeah.
These buildings could drift out to sea, some natural catastrophe. Still, there's no place I'd rather be because nothing even matters to me. Man, I love this song. This song just makes me side to side. Love it. And I'm a big fan of D'Angelo, big fan of Lauryn Hill.
Yeah.
And this is an incredible album. And as I always say, The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill is a neo soul album, not a hip hop album.
I got it right there.
See?
yeah. Look, that album, I don't know if they realize what they did with that song, like them coming together like that, because it wasn't like an expected duo. Like, you didn't think about D'Angelo and Lauryn Hill together. But man, when they came together, That was like that. I was in college when that was out. So that was like the hot thing. Everybody was playing. That was like the love song. Everybody was, you know, they would play it on the radio. You'll see. They never made a video. It wasn't a video. It wasn't anything released, but they would request it so much.
Yes.
It would be on the radio.
Yes.
But yeah,
definitely worthy of a dedication hour.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We at six. What you got?
I'm at number six.
Mm-hmm.
So I got, okay.
Yeah, see, I got to write yours down because you'll sneak 18 in real quick. And she looks at her.
Man,
list.
Oh, it's so many
y'all
good ones.
Y'all should really
on here.
See her. I hope y'all watching on YouTube or Spotify. She
There's
is
so
just...
many good ones on here, man. Okay, I'm going to go.
She got the list.
I do.
It ain't like she don't have the list in front of her.
Okay. This one is a little different. I'm not so much like in love, like love for a guy or anything like that. This was love for my friend, like my best friend.
Okay.
Kind of like a whole Issa and Molly type thing.
Okay. Okay.
But when we graduated, our senior year, our prom was the theme was Love You for Life by Jodeci. That was the thing.
Wow.
And so we took that song and we kept, like, that was like our thing. Like, okay. Love You for Life. We would, you know how you write in each other's books or whatever, like the yearbook and all that other stuff, sign everything. And that's what we used to always sign. Like, you're, you know, Love You for Life. You're my girl. You know, I mean, we've been friends since preschool. So,
okay.
Like, that's somebody that's like my sister. But that was our thing. So I would definitely dedicate that to her because, you know, that's my soul, my little soulmate from, you know, preschool all the way up to the age we are now.
Wow. And y'all still tight?
Tight. She got a family. Tight, but we're still cool. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. If we got together today, it'll be like we never were apart.
And that's how it's supposed to be. Yeah. That's how it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
And it's funny you mentioned, because I just talked about that on Podcast That Dropped Today about how marriage changes friendships.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny you mentioned Issa and Molly from the hit TV series Insecure. It wasn't, and I tell people this all the time, like, it wasn't until, and I love that show. Like, it's one of my favorite shows, all-time favorite shows of TV. It wasn't until the last episode that I realized that the love story in that entire show was about the love between Issa and Molly, not Issa and Lawrence.
Yep.
And it hit me like, oh, they've gone through, when you play everything back, you're like, oh, they went through everything that you would see in a, you know, relationship between a man and woman, a woman and woman, whatever the case may be, a romantic relationship, if you will. But from Molly's highs and lows to Issa's crazy stuff, I think as a man, it made me appreciate those relationships because we don't just mentally, and I know I'm getting off on a tangent here, mentally we don't tap into that kind of stuff as far as when women have those relationships from, you know, like you said, from day one, like this is somebody you've known since preschool. So that's dope. That's dope. I like that. I like that. If you want a podcast where culture, conversation, and life collide, where you get insightful commentary, engaging discussions, and a fresh perspective on everything, then you need to listen to the 12 Kyle podcast, hosted by the one and only, yours truly, 12 Kyle, a voice that you know and trust. This podcast will bring you thought-provoking moments, compelling stories, and a whole lot of fun. Whether you're a first-time listener or just tuning in, each episode promises to be something new and exciting. So sit back, relax, join 12 Kyle, myself, and my guests as we break down the world around us and give you stories that you've never heard before, from nostalgic throwbacks to everything in between. The 12 Kyle podcast is a front row seat to this conversation. Subscribe now and never miss an episode of the 12 Kyle podcast, where the vibe is always real and the discussion is always worth your time. Are you feeling nostalgic for the golden eras of rap and soul music? If so, tune in to the Rap Soul podcast. We are your weekly journey through the 80s, 90s, and 2000s, spotlighting the music and the hidden gems that shaped the soundtrack of our lives. From the powerful beats to to the soulful melodies. We bring you the best of the past with fresh insights and stories. Rediscover the music that defined a generation. Subscribe to the Rap Soul Podcast and enjoy the vibes. Okay. Love you for
life.
Get
off my crushes for a little bit. I'll be back on them. Don't worry.
Love you for life. All right, let's go to 1988 from the group that I call the greatest, or at least my favorite group of all time. I tell my dad had the Temptations. For me, it was New Edition, and there's only one song, Can You Stand the Rain? There is no dedication hour without Can You Stand the Rain? Can You Stand the Rain is one of the most beautifulest love ballads that I've ever heard. And if you follow the Rap Soul Podcast, I did a verse of the week or dedicated to that very one song, Can You Stand the Rain? And I still love it to this day, and it gets played all the time. All the time. So yeah, that's my number six pick. Can You Stand the Rain? New Edition. Those are my boys. All right, Jay. We're slowly creeping up. We're at seven.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to go with Monica.
Ooh.
Why I Love You So Much. That song, again, I didn't have anybody in mind, but that was another song. I was like, when I get somebody, I am going to play this because this is how I feel. Like, Why I Love You So Much. I love that song, but yeah.
That's a dope song. Monica's dope, period. Yeah, and I mean, and she's been dope like literally since she came on the scene. So, yeah, I mean, that's
she was singing
Was it on her first album or second album?
The first one.
Okay. Cuz I had that was a Miss Thing. Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, that's dope. That's dope. Let's see. Number seven. Oh, yeah, this one's got to get dedicated because I dedicated this to my love. Jay, do you remember? Well, I'm for those of you listening and watching, I'm slightly older than Jay. But do you remember when you were in college when you had the answering machine?
Mm-hmm.
So this song right here, I used to call Cherise, my wife, who was my girlfriend at the time. I used to call and sing her this song on her voicemail. I used to sing this song on her voicemail. That is the one and only Larry Graham's One in a Million.
You used to sing that?
Yeah.
You're one in a million.
That was the joint. And what was so funny is, she used, and I didn't know this, but she would like play it for her roommate and her friend. I'm like, man, don't be playing that shit.
Yeah,
I was like, I don't need nobody else. Like that.
Yeah.
But, you know, we were young and crazy. So, but yeah, that's like, you know, our couples have songs. That's like one of our songs. We got a couple songs, but that's one of our songs. Yeah. One in a Million. My man, Larry Graham, who, as many of you know, maybe you don't know, is the uncle of the Canadian rapper Aubrey Drake Graham. Shout out to Graham Central State. You didn't know that? Yeah, his dad, Dennis Graham, was a member of this group called Graham Central Station, which was Larry Graham's group, and that's his brother. I think might be his younger brother. Oh, but yeah, that's Drake. He's Drake's uncle.
Yeah.
That might be the last time I talk about Drake on this podcast. As we move on to number eight, what you got for number eight?
This is a toss-up, but I think I have to put this on here because, again, this was something in high school that I think everybody was dedicating at one point, but You're Always on My Mind, SWV.
Ooh. Damn, I forget about that, Jay.
Oh, okay. No, is that the one you had? Okay.
No, I didn't. I'm trying to think how I forgot about that.
Yeah, that was a certified banger. Like, when that came out, everybody was singing that, dedicating it. That song, it was a staple.
Yeah. I love it. And shout out to our girl, Autumn the Aries. Autumn's a huge SWV fan as well, just like us. So tell me something. And this is something I know I could probably look it up, so I don't think I'm putting you on the spot. Do you know who the guy is singing on that song?
No, somebody told me it was Joe, but I don't think that was Joe.
I don't think there's no. I don't think Joe, and I'm not a fan.
Let me see if I can.
I don't think Joe can sing like that.
What? You don't like Joe?
No.
Come on now.
Never got on the Joe train.
I love me some Joe. Let me see if I can see.
You and seven other people.
Tell me what I gotta do to please you. What you talking about? That should have been on my dedication.
Oh,
let me see. No, it don't say. It doesn't say.
It don't say. Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's all good.
I never did. We never did because the person that they had on the video wasn't that guy.
Yeah, that wasn't him. Right. Right.
Yeah. So I don't know who
maybe,
it was.
Maybe we'll figure it out one day. Number eight, I am going with, I think this was 89. The group is called Troop, and it's a remake. The song is called All I Do Is Think of You. I want to say the Jacksons did it first, but I love their version. I love their version better than the Jackson version. That's saying a lot. But All I Do Is Think of You. That was on every slow jam tape I ever made. Everyone. All I do is think of you day and night. I can't get you off my mind. Thinking about you all the time. Come on, man. Whoo, all the memories. Oh, the memories, Jay. All right. So we're number nine.
I'm at nine.
Yeah, you're nine. I'm at nine too. Well, you go first.
So I got only two more. This one and the next one. That's I thought I was at seven.
Jay, see, folks, this is why I write them down because Jay Boog is notorious for not keeping count and sneaking seven extra entries in.
Whatever.
So that's why I told her, hey, Jay, I just need 10. Just 10. So what you got?
Okay. Oh, man. That means I only got one more after this. This is going to be hard.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to go with this since we're kind of sticking to me growing up. I have to dedicate this song by a boy group, a boy band back in the day for us.
Okay.
Immature, and the song is called Constantly.
Wow, I did not expect that. I remember this song. This is a pretty good song, and I'll be honest, I wasn't an Immature fan, but it's a pretty good song though. Constantly, okay.
Never Lie was the main song, but if you bought the single, Constantly was the B-side, and then they released Constantly though. But I think they did a remix. They released it, and then they did like a kind of. More like what you call Jeep. I mean, they used to have Jeep music back in the 90s.
The Jeep remix.
Yeah. But Constantly, I love that song. It's better than Never Lie to me.
Did they make a video for that?
They did.
Okay.
For Constantly.
That's probably why I know it.
But you remember how they used to like release a video and then like once the remix came out, you would never see the original video anymore?
Nope, no more.
So it was that. Like once they released that that Jeep remix one or whatever it was, you never really heard the regular one.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Okay. All right. So number nine, because I have one that I'm saving for, and I wanted to see if Jay was going to mention it, and it looks like from the way things are going, the way this list is looking, Jay's not going to mention it. So I'll save that for 10. But my number nine, take it to 19. I think that was 91. The group is called Jodeci. The song is called Stay. And me and Autumn the Aries talked about this when she was on the podcast. I mean, like, they literally start the song off with, don't talk, just listen.
Just listen.
Yep. That is like the most gangsterous thing you could do on a love song ever. Don't talk, just listen.
Yeah.
And they proceed to sing for the next 4 minutes. So I'm playing this all the time. This is one of my favorite songs, period, of any genre. I think it's a beautiful, beautiful love song. It's definitely getting dedicated on any radio station that I call, for sure. All right, Jay. Here we are. Let's see what you got at number 10.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with Jodeci. No, that's always, no. Especially Stay. Stay is just like, everybody knows that.
Yes.
Ooh, man, I don't know where I want to go.
This is what happens when you have 18 entries.
Yeah, and a couple of these I didn't have on my list. They came off the top of my head, so I actually probably have like 22.
I mean, but you know, to be honest, both of us are huge music fans, so this really isn't like, it's not hard for us to, I mean, like, it's not hard for us to come up with a list of, you know, 10 to, it's just which 10 we want to use. Because trust me, me and J-Boog really could make probably 10 more lists easily.
Because I'm leaving some good stuff off of here. But, oh, okay. I played this the most, I think, out of all of them when this song came out. Let me see. When did this song come out? This song came out in, I was in college.
Okay.
Yeah, I was in college. And we were talking about him earlier. This is Lil Luther. And the song is called Take You Out. I don't know what it was about this song, but something about Luther and like being modern. Because Luther was usually just, he could, you know, the house is not a home and all this other song, all these other songs, kind of like old schoolish type songs. But for some reason, you put a good beat under Luther's voice and he came out with this. And it was like, when I tell y'all, this was on the radio. I was still listening. Radio was still a thing. I was on the campus, so it was PV, our campus radio. And they would, it was every hour on the hour. This song was on there. It was this and So Anxious every hour on the hour. But I love this Take You Out song. I just
So Anxious from Genuine.
Genuine, yeah.
Okay.
Those were the two
songs
that were popular around this time. I don't know if So Anxious came out at the same time. This is 2001.
Nah,
but
that would have been, So Anxious would have been out, somewhere around that time.
It might have been the same time. But Luther, I just imagine like Luther singing this to me. So I would want somebody to dedicate this. Maybe I wouldn't dedicate that because it's singing from a man's perspective.
Right, right.
But I would want somebody to dedicate that to me. It was something about that.
He used Jay-Z used it with "Excuse Me, Miss."
Yes, it was like a little freaking of the of Jay-Z song. Like you don't really see that often where they'll take a rap song and turn it into an R&B song. Exactly. And it's Luther.
And that was the thing. Like I was because you know, Quiet as Kept. A lot of people can't sample Luther's music. You know, I'm pretty sure even after he passed his estate, they just don't allow that. So I'm pretty sure that has something to do with Pharrell, who produced the track. You know, being a fan of Luther's or being a huge fan of Luther's and you know, obviously having Jay-Z on the track to do it. But no, that's a great pick. Take You Out was a dope joint, man. It was a dope joint. And it wasn't like very slow, but it was, you know,
it was a groove.
A groove, not even really up tempo. It's just a groove. And Luther didn't do a whole bunch of those, but when he did, they were smashes. Trust me, smashes.
Yeah.
And people, there were some people that didn't think that Luther could do fat. Luther could sing whatever song you want. He just chose to, you know, ballad route, but he could do up tempo if he wanted to as well. Okay. So it's clear we don't have this. We weren't going to have any songs that were the same.
I told you we wouldn't.
But I'm going to, after I tell you mine, I'll let you get your additional eight.
Well, I had some. I was going to ask you, do I get some honorable
mentions? Of course, I wasn't going to let you not do it. My number 10 should not be a surprise if you know me. Shout out to J-Boog because I know she's probably screaming right now. The only song I think is the most beautiful song, beautifulest song ever. Prince's "Adore." Until the end of time, I'll be there for you. You own my heart and mind.
Yeah.
I truly adore you. If God one day struck me blind,
your beauty I'd still see.
Come on, man. What are we talking about?
That was definitely on the GTD mixtape.
From the first moment I saw you, I knew you were the one.
Yes.
That night I had to call you. I was rapping till the sun came up. Y'all don't know nothing about rapping on the phone till the sun come up, man. Come on, what are we talking about here? I love this song. I love Prince and I love that song.
Yeah, that That would have been the one that we had together.
That's That's why I left it for 10. Because I was like, Jay might have this.
I was thinking about that, but I hadn't made it to that point in time yet. I was still in high school, on my high school and stuff. I didn't make it to full on college yet.
For sure. But yeah, that's definitely been dedicated every hour on the hour.
Yeah.
Prince is a door.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So the floor is yours. You can give me all of your honorable mentions.
So I also had Roni by Bobby Brown. That was the little slow dance song. Hopefully, if some guy, you'd be sitting against the wall and some little boy ask you to dance.
Truth about Roni. She's a sweet little girl.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Yes.
So I had Roni. Of course, I had Baby, Baby, Baby.
Yeah, okay, you know what I thought you were going to... I knew you were going to pick a TLC song.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you were going to say If I Was Your Girlfriend by TLC, mm-mm, which is the Prince cover.
I wouldn't pick that.
Really? Okay.
I would have picked Let's Take Our Time. Oh. That would be my second one.
Bruh. I don't know if I tell you, that's my favorite song on that TLC album.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I don't know if I told you, but that TLC album is special to me because it's the first CD that I ever bought.
Mm, of Crazy Sexy Cool?
Okay. Yeah, Crazy Sexy Cool was the first CD that I bought. So, okay, Baby, Baby, Baby. All right, what else you
baby,
got?
Baby, Baby, Baby. Of course, I'm Your Baby Tonight.
Of course.
Now I had to have some Whitney on there. I also had Down My Heart by The Boys.
Stop it.
Yes. Call my baby on the phone. Got to get her just to let her know that if she
you were young when that came out.
To Down My Heart. I just knew I was going to grow up and marry Hakeem.
All the girls love Hakeem.
He was so cute.
Okay, and here's the thing that I always said about The Boys. That was the group that sang the song. Nobody, none of the other, all the girls loved Hakeem. None of the girls could name anybody else in the group.
I know them. I don't know them, but I can say them.
Okay.
Kyrie, Bilal, Taj, and Hakeem.
Wow. Congratulations.
I was a fan. Look, clearly. Me and my friend made, in Girl Scouts, made The Boys, like, merch. We were making The Boys shirts. So, yes.
Wow. Down My Heart by The Boys.
Let me see what else I got on here. I got Love Will Never Do Without You by Janet.
Now, I'll be honest. I thought that Janet would be in your 10. As much as I know how much you love Janet DeMita
Jackson. I told you I left some good ones off.
Yeah. 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 Love Will Never Do Without You. But you know what? My Janet joint is Let's Wait a While.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Anytime, Any Place. I mean, Janet got so many, though.
Mm-hmm.
Janet got so many. She got Janet's.
Yeah, it's too many. I mean, I could name a whole album worth of Janet if I wanted to. As far as dedications. You could.
This but might be Janet Jackson's biggest fan on this podcast right here.
Easy. Yeah, because me and Janet go back. What else I got on here? I got now this one. This is when I was in my I'm Mad at You bag. Uh-oh. So I would be the person that dedicates a song to be like, I hate you. This is Emotional Roller Coaster by Vivian Green. I would definitely dedicate that. And he know who he is.
Now see, that's the Jay that I know. The thugged out Jay. See, we getting all this sentimental side of Jay. This is new to me, y'all. This is new to me. And I know him for a minute. Okay.
And my last one that I have on here, I had Apologize by Anita Baker. Not that I would ever want to apologize, but I felt like if I was trying to make up with somebody, that would be the best song to dedicate.
Y'all heard what she just said. Not that I would ever want to apologize.
Boy, I'm just saying. What did I? I don't do stuff to have to apologize for.
Sure you don't. Wink, wink. No.
But I thought that was a really good song. Yeah,
it's a beautiful song. I love Anita Baker.
You don't hear too many "I'm sorry" songs. Not like from women. You know what I'm saying?
No. No,
like I messed up. I'm sorry. I shouldn't did those things.
They swear up and down they ain't do nothing.
We don't. But shout out to that one song. And then my last one I have on here is another friendship one. It's Heartbreaker, the remix, Mariah Carey Heartbreaker featuring Nebrat and Missy Elliott. And that was literally my shout out to my Michigan Club girls in college. That was our theme song, three of us. JDC was our name, our little group name. Obviously, I'm guess, Jay.
The initials of your names?
Yeah.
Y'all so creative.
JDC was our little click name, and Heartbreaker was our theme song.
I'm trying to think. Heartbreaker. Was that a remix?
It's the remix. It's with DJ Clue did the remix.
Okay.
You don't remember Brat saying, "Guess who's back in the house with two big tickle bitties?"
Okay. Yeah, when you said Heartbreaker, what's weird is when you said Heartbreaker, I went to Whitney. That's what I was thinking at first.
Because the original song is Heartbreaker, but she does sing Heartbreaker, but it's to the tune of "When I Met You Last Night, Baby."
Yep. Ain't no fun if the homies can't
before
have
you
one.
Opened up your gap. Yeah.
See? Ratchet playlist. Oh, man. Yo, this has been dope, man. So there you have it. Mm-hmm. Again, folks, these are our opinions, so there's no wrong answer. What we try to do is we just try to take it back. And like I said, I wanted to just do this because it's a dope concept. And then two, the dedication, there's no right or wrong answer. I mean, like what I would dedicate is obviously different from what Jay would dedicate. And now if we really wanted to get funky, we could have said, okay, well, what was popping when you were in middle school or high school? Yeah. Now that condenses it. So now our list kind of changed. And, that was dope. So, before we get out of here, Jay, tell folks where they can find you. You're a little bit of everywhere.
Yeah. I have a quick little story that just popped in my head. I just want to say, just in case anybody from PV back when I was there listens to this.
Okay, you need to explain to the people that listen to this podcast.
Prairie
in China,
View, A&M, like Kyle says. The great Prairie View A&M University in Prairie View, Texas, that is like 40 minutes outside of Houston, but they built up so much stuff now, is literally right there.
Houston, just say it's right there. That's where it is. H-Town. Excuse me, H-Town.
Yep. So, I was there on the campus living it up. But I remember being in a house in our homeboy's house. It was like he had a house off campus, and that's where we always met up. Whenever you get out of class, you go to his house because he cooks. They have groceries. They have cable. Like, we can go somewhere. It'll be cable. 30 people in that little two-bedroom apartment all, like, watching Janet. When Janet, the special came on Hawaii, when she did the Offer You tour, we were all there watching it. But anyway, all our Michigan people will hang out there. And one day we were there. It was a Saturday. We were just kicking it. And our friend who lived next door, Sharif, came over. He was like, hey. Everybody, turn on the radio, turn on the radio. And we were like, what's going on? Turn it on. And he turned it on. And he said, and it's a guy, it's the PV radio. Hey, we got a dedication. Sharif is giving a shout out to the Michigan Club because y'all are solid as a rock. And then it's like, solid, doom, 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 solid as a rock. He's just over there.
Wow.
That's us. We saw, I was like, Sharif. If you don't get out here,
he dedicated trying to dedicate solid as a rock.
He was so happy.
From Ashford and Simpson.
Yes. It was
we were 87 years old at the time that song came out.
But he was so happy that he had dedicated that to us. He was like, that's us. We solid as a rock. And just him sitting there dancing. I remember that like yesterday. So shout out to Sharif.
Shout out to Sharif. Bless your heart, brother. I promise you, nobody ever in America dedicated that song to a crew of people but you.
He did.
He holds the distinction.
Right. But anyway, y'all can find me on the YouTube at JSpot Network. You can just do youtube.com/@JSpot Network. That's where you can find me. Usually weekly, I do a live show. I talk about sports. Mainly, that's what I talk about. You'll also find my old podcast on there. People still listening to some of my episodes are on there. You can still find my former podcast, Jay's Quick Three, on Spotify, Apple. I think it's Amazon. Anywhere you listen to podcasts, you can find it there. Mm-hmm. So somebody still listen to it. Shout out to y'all. But mainly, I do talk about women's basketball. Right now, we are in in the thick of the WNBA playoffs. We have, at the time in this recording, as Kyle says, are getting ready to start the WNBA finals. They start tomorrow with my team, the Las Vegas Aces versus Phoenix Mercury. So I'll be tuned into that. So if you guys are into that, depending on when this comes out, it might be over by the time y'all see this. But, y'all can still go to my channel and watch my reactions and things like that. But yeah, that's where you can find me. I don't remember my name on Twitter or anything like that. So y'all can just
Go. Jay's
Quick Three Pod.
Quick Three Pod. Yeah, I think
or
so.
Or just Quick Three.
I don't know. Don't give me the line. Just put Jay's Quick. You'll find
I think it's Jay's Quick Three Pod on Twitter. Yeah.
And that's JS.
Yeah, JS, the number three. Also, well, TikTok. So I have two. I have the Jay's Quick Three Pod on TikTok, and then I have J-Spot Network on TikTok. So you can follow me there if you would like. But come holler at me. Come hang out in my chat. We have a good time talking about sports. Every now and then, Kyle will come through when he's has time of his busy schedule. He'll come through and say what's up.
I try. I'm a man of the people. You know, it's funny. I don't think I've gotten a notification. I guess something's wrong with the notifications, because I was going to ask you the other day because I hadn't seen any recent videos or whatever. Or any recent notifications on the lives. I think the last time I got a notification, you was doing something at the crib. You was like just talking at home.
Yeah.
So.
Huh. But yeah, I have to figure out what that is. A lot of people say that. I'm not really sure what the issue is with that.
Yeah, and then one time you was at the gym, like you was on the stairmaster.
I randomly go live.
Yeah.
Most of the time I'm in the stew, but sometimes I'm sitting on my couch because I don't feel like coming in here, or I'm making breakfast, or if it's breaking news, I'm gonna jump on wherever I am. If I can.
So if you're fans of women's basketball in particular, go check her out, because she is. She is bigger than Stephen A. Smith in that realm. I will put it like that. She is the best. And like you said, at the time of this recording, the WNBA finals about to go. Shout out to Asia Wilson from South Carolina. So yeah, we'll be tapping in for that as well. You guys know where to find me, the Rap Soul Podcast, every Monday and every Friday. I might miss a Friday here and there, but every Monday, every Friday. You guys also know about you should check out the flagship station, the 12 Kyle Podcast. We drop new episodes there every Thursday and every Sunday. And if you'd like to contribute to this podcast financially, you can hit us up on Cash App, $TWELVEKYLE. Again, that's going to do it for me. So for my girl, Jay Boog, I am your boy, 12 Kyle. We'll catch you guys next time. 5,000. Cheer.
Thank you for listening. This concludes the episode. Be sure to subscribe to the Rap Soul Podcast. You can find the podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Follow the podcast on social media. And feel free to continue this discussion on our Reddit page. More importantly, share this podcast with a friend or family member who loves music as much as you do. Until next time, 5,000.